What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are doing my pick of January. And if you missed our last episode, every pick from now until the end of March is going to be Australian movies. So I chose, I don't know, a cult classic, I guess it's been considered. Wormwood from 2014. This is a first time watch for me.
Me too.
You too. Okay. This is one that's always kind of popped up for me. I've always kind of wanted to watch it. I think we have some thoughts on
Definitely.
it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to talk about it. We'll see how this
Yeah.
conversation goes because I think it might get a little off the rails.
Probably.
But before we talk about the movie, kick off our news and what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a little Negroni
Ew. I fucking hate Negronis.
tonight.
They're so bitter.
They are, yeah.
Nice. It looks good. And the first time I ordered one, that's why I ordered it, because I was like, shit, that looks amazing. And I took one sip and I was like, ah, this is just like acetone.
What are you drinking?
Just water.
Okay, nice.
Just water. What have you been watching this past week?
This week, thanks. Been watching more 2024 movies. Watched The Bike Riders,
Nice.
finally. It's on Prime, I think. It was okay.
Okay.
Nothing special. I don't know. Watch Saturday Night. Really enjoyed this movie a lot. like if you like, I'm not even like the biggest fan of Saturday Night Live. Like, obviously, I've watched collapses here and there, and I've seen the skits and stuff like that. Like, I don't watch it ever, like, but I know about it. I know the, some of the skits. So, like, and just the actors from this time, and just seeing how this night happened is just really just
Chaotic.
entertaining.
Yeah.
It's and all the actors I thought did a fucking fantastic job. Then I watched Gladiator 2. Yeah, the movie's something. Not good, but it's just like so over the top and makes no sense as to why he decided to fill a the Coliseum with water and put sharks in it. But
Okay.
hey, that's what our guy does.
Okay.
And then I rewatched Venom. I want to watch the other two, so I'm like, yeah, fuck it, throw that on, and
Nice.
that's it.
Cool.
What about you?
I only watched two, so I'm not even gonna bother pulling it up, but I also watched Saturday Night. Really enjoyed it. I gave it 4 stars. I thought it was really, really well done, but it fucking watching it, man, it gave me so much anxiety. It was just so chaotic. Like, Lorne Michaels, man, like, kudos to him for sticking through it after everything that happened that night, because it was fucking nuts.
And like the stuff that happened, like he would say like something bad would happen, and he'd like just go walk off down the street and then just like fix it in a matter of seconds, like run into this person, like, oh hey, you want a job? And it's like, yeah, okay. Run to this guy. Hey, do you want a job? Like, yeah. And it is like everything happens within an hour and a half. It's
Yeah. When
nuts.
do I start? Right now.
Yeah.
And then Brady and I watched Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And it was actually really good. Like I've
Okay.
complained on some older episodes about how he just constantly rewatches the first two, but like this third one, man, it was actually really good. And the ending took me by surprise. I gave this one 4 stars as well, so
Okay. How's the boy Keanu?
he was good. It didn't even really sound like him. Like you could hear it every once in a while, but because he really like deepened his voice for it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really good. And that's all I watched. Yeah, I haven't really done much this week. Played a lot of video games. There's something that I wanted to say though, but I don't remember what it was. Anyways, as for our news, I actually have quite a few things.
Okay.
So Zach Cregger, who directed Barbarian, he is writing and directing a new Resident Evil movie.
Oh.
I think it's going to be that comes out in 2026. I think it's going to be live action. I'm assuming it's going to be live. We have a new documentary coming out called Dinner with Leatherface, which is a Gunnar Hansen documentary. That's coming out this February. The Lost Boys is getting a musical on Broadway,
Okay,
which could be kind of
I
cool.
can see that.
That's starting in spring of 2026. And John Carpenter has announced that he's doing a Los Angeles residency, like concert show. So that's it's October 24th, 25th, 31st, and that's kind of neat. Lots of music stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you and your 4Ks?
Let's
Anything
see.
good?
4Ks. So we got Last Embrace, The Keep. No idea what it is, but pretty cool cover. Sliver, which is that a werewolf movie? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. No idea. Congo on
Nice.
4K. Heretic or Heretic, however you want to say it.
That's a good movie, man. You gotta
Yeah, I gotta
watch it.
watch it. Yeah. The Last Witch Hunter, sorry, Vin Diesel.
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
Sea of Love. Orca, the Killer Whale, my
Oh,
favorite
man.
movie.
I
Yeah.
love
Dario Argento's Opera.
Nice.
Okay. Don't know what these movies are, but
Bossomania.
Russ Meyer's Basso Bozo Mania. We got Russ Meyer's Vixen, Russ Meyer's Super Vixens, and Russ Meyer's Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens.
Are these pornos?
I think so.
Are we getting porn on 4K?
Maybe, I don't know.
We gotta look this
And
up.
then we got Winchester 73.
Beneath the Valley. Dark comedy, slapstick, and comedy. Severe sex and nudity. Okay. So I feel like it's like softcore porn. He has a movie called Faster Pussycat, Kill, Kill. He's got quite the resume. Mondo Topless. I know what I'm looking up tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so pretty boring 4K list. All right, I guess we can start this movie discussion. All right, like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about Wormwood from 2014. Starting off with the synopsis, a talented, loosely, mechanic prepares to battle his way through hordes of flesh-eating monsters after his sister is kidnapped on the eve of a zombie apocalypse. I don't know how talented he is as a mechanic.
And didn't really showcase him as a mechanic because he had a nail gun and an axe and a tool belt. It's like mechanics don't really use those tools.
And even like the one time whenever the truck broke down,
Yeah.
he like hit something. He's like, try it now.
Yeah.
Doesn't start, hits another thing. Try it now. I'm like, all right. This was directed by Kaya Roach Turner. He did Necrotronic, Wormwood Apocalypse, which is the sequel to this, And Sting that came out last year.
Oh, okay.
The Spider movie.
Oh, all right.
Not the one that we did. It was a different. It was entertaining enough. It was not terrible. Cast, we have Jay Gallagher, who plays Barry. Bianca Brady plays Brooke. Leon Birchall plays Benny. And Keith Agius plays Frank. I don't recognize any of them, and I didn't recognize anybody else from the movie, so therefore I have no honorable mentions.
Yeah. No.
If you can
Yeah.
find one, kudos to you.
Yeah.
I forgot to look up the budget for this, but I feel like it was pretty
Well, I
big.
just read in the trivia this movie took 4 years to make.
Yeah, because they only recorded on weekends or filmed on weekends,
Yeah.
which is wild. But like even actually not because I'll talk about it later. Does IMDb not show the fucking budget anymore?
I didn't think they ever did, honestly.
Oh, they show the box office. Worldwide it was $111,000. Woohoo! Wormwood. Oh shit. 160,000 US was their
Was the
budget.
budget?
That was the budget.
Damn.
So good for them.
Yeah.
Because it looked okay sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. Anyways, let's break down this movie.
All right. So yeah, the movie gets right into the chaos really at the right the start. Starts with just these three guys coming to burn. They're like fully geared up. They got like hockey masks. They got like umpire masks. They're just armed to the teeth. Or they got guns. One guy's like hair like going out the mask and just chaos. They're shooting zombies right away. And that kind of cuts to the opening of the movie. And what sucked about this watch for me is the subtitles weren't available for this, for
What
me
did
at
you watch
least.
it on?
Prime.
Yeah, I switched it over to Tubi, and
See, I should have.
Tubi had the subtitles.
Because, like, right at the beginning, like, I had it turned up, like, a lot, and Theo was crying, and I didn't hear anything that Benny was saying at the start of this. Like, I had no idea. I know he goes into, he's telling a story, I think, to Barry. Like, this is before I think he meets Barry. But it's kind of like, I don't know if they're showing just them talking after they meet, but he's like telling them how he was walking with, I think, his brother Tony, and Tony turned around and was a zombie. And Benny's like, the fuck you doing, man? And like he's chasing after him, and he's like just walk. He said he walked and walked for hours and he just kept coming. They turned around and shot him in the leg, blew his kneecap off, and they start crawling towards him. He's like, I was gonna shoot him in the head, but I just couldn't do it, and just like ran away. And yeah.
There's two instances in this movie where the person's getting chased by a zombie and they're like, and I just walked away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you never see that in a zombie movie where they're just like, okay, you're slow, so I'm just gonna keep walking.
Yeah. And Barry tells him, well, I shot my wife and kid with a nail gun. So then it cuts to Barry before the outbreak. And one thing I really had a problem with this movie is the way, especially the beginning, the way it cut back and forth between the two characters was so often and abrupt that I was like, okay, give me a minute to like digest what's happening with Barry before it just turns to these girls in this shed doing this art thing. And this girl's like swinging and they're like painting her, and then all of a sudden she turns into a zombie, and I'm like, what the fuck's happening? Like, I'm so lost.
Yeah. I know, I was so confused at the start too because like they're not getting bit.
No.
They're just changing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? How are they turning into zombies?
Yeah. So this is Brooke. She's actually Barry's sister. So this one girl who's like chained up, she turns into a zombie, and Brooke gets away out of the shed, but gets away from her, and but the other girl with her gets bit by the zombie, and Brooke ends up top above the zombie. She ends up killing the one girl. But then she like has this like hook chain that puts into the zombie girl and like kind of stops her from moving around. Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
She kills the one with a shovel, I think. She's like calling like Barry. She's like, Barry, wake up! And she's like, I just fucking killed someone with fucking zombies. And he's like, calm the fuck down. But what I think I did like with this movie is the way that like the kind of infection was like coming out of the zombies.
Yeah, it was like you could see their breath, and it was like green breath, kind of.
Yeah, I
It
mean,
was different.
yeah, it was different. Kind of liked it. So then she's like up in this top part, and these like SWAT guys just start shooting at this shed, and they come in. They look like police, but they're not police. They end up shooting the one zombie chained up, and then they see Brooke at the top, and she comes down, and they grab her and they like hold her down. They're like, "We gotta take your blood," and there's a fucking big ass needle, so they take her blood and they like put something in it to make the blood turn like green, and they're like, "Okay, you're clean," and then like they're holding her, and then they're like, "Oh, we gotta push you out or something like that," and like have the word I'm looking for,
Chloroform.
chloroform. She ends up like kicking it out of their hand, and he's like fucking pissed. He's like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "Guess we'll do this the other way." And he like fucking winds up. She's like, "No, wait!" And just
I
bonks her in the face and knocks her out.
like the one line too, because she's struggling really hard to get out of their grip, and he has to take blood from her neck. And he goes, "I'm putting this in your neck, and if you don't stop fighting, you're gonna rip your own veins out." I was like, "Yeah, fuck."
So meanwhile, back at Barry's, they're sleeping, and all of a sudden the daughter comes in and she's like, "Daddy, there's someone in the kitchen." So Barry goes out there, just a zombie. I don't know how he got in the house, but just looking through the fridge, eating steak, and sees Barry then all like fighting stuff like this. And then his wife comes out and she grabs a knife, stabs him in the back. Nothing happens. And then Barry's like, "Get the axe," and she just hits him with the axe and still doesn't die. And Barry ends up like flipping him off, and then just like the blood like goes into her on her face, ends up cutting his head off with the axe, and yeah, they end up getting the car and leaving out of there. They got like the gas masks on their face.
Which, how did he know to do that?
Don't know. And so they're driving, and then all of a sudden the kid ends up turning into a zombie. They pull over, and the mom's like throwing up and being sick and obviously devastated. And then they like kind of like look at each other and just kind of like nod and like get back in the car and just start driving. And the girls in the back like trying to fucking grab them.
Yeah.
But then they get to like this kind of underpass, and they get out, and the mom gets out, and she like knows that she's turned into a zombie, and he's like crying, and all of a sudden like she turns and he has a fucking nail gun, and he has to shoot her in the head. And then he sees his daughter's a zombie and she's struggling. He ends up shooting her, and then he's just sitting in the underpass, and some guy comes up, is like a shotgun or a gun, and he isn't gonna shoot him, but then Barry ends up taking the gun from him and like put the sh kill himself, and the guy stops him. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And they kind of like join forces for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I liked this guy too. I was
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
kind of upset he didn't last very long. But his death is fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, so like they're like driving down, and Barry's like, "I have to get to so and so town. My sister is there." Like, okay, I'll take you. And then like they end up breaking down, I think. And then I like to have the cricket bat as well.
Yeah.
And then Barry ends up telling like, "Yeah, like my wife and daughter are dead," and the zombie's there, and the guy's like, "Do you want me to go around him, or do you want me to run him over?" Run the fucker over and just fucking plow through the zombie.
Yeah.
But yeah, they end up breaking down, and they don't know why. Yeah, and find out that the gas stops working, which we'll get into because that doesn't make any sense to me, this whole part. But yeah, back to Brooke. Brooke wakes up in a container, and her whole storyline really is what took me out of this movie.
Me too.
Honestly, I at first didn't know what the fuck was happening. And then when I realized what they're doing, I was like, I don't like this. This is so dumb. I know it's different than every other zombie, but yeah, I just didn't like it. So she wakes up and she's like tied to the side of some container, and there's like three people alive, three zombies on one side, and like a big zombie like on this bed. I can't fucking think of the
Like
real name for it.
a gurney or something.
Yes, gurney, that's it. Yeah. She's like tied up and gagged, and then some doctor comes in who's like fucking head to toe in like radiation gear and very fucking weird, like his like typical like Igor kind of doctor, you know.
He's like singing the whole time and just like dancing around.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. Like at one point he goes up to her and I don't know, he goes to the zombie, the gurney, takes blood from it, and he's like, "It's your turn," and he fucking injects the blood into her, and then she kind of passes out, and she like has this kind of like red vision that she gets, and you're like, "What the fuck's happening?" The kid beside her, he ends up, I don't honestly don't even know what he was doing. Like he stuck some vacuum thing up his nose, and I don't know exactly what it did. So basically with Brooke, she can control zombies
Telepathically.
because I guess this blood that he puts in her from the other zombies, it like puts her mind into their mind and she can control any zombie around her. And it's like, I don't know, I just think it's so stupid.
That was whenever I texted you last night. I was like, it was a decent movie until it wasn't.
Yeah. And
And
that's the direction it took, where like I said, like, what are you doing to me? Like, you know, like, I don't know.
it was just, it was a decent zombie apocalypse movie.
Yeah.
And like they were doing all right with it, and I was okay. And I was starting to think, like, okay, I can understand why this is like maybe a cult classic. And then that shit started happening, and I was just like, what in the fuck? And I just like
Yeah.
lost all interest after that.
Because like you don't even really find out in this movie what exactly their goal is. At the end, the captain or the main guy that Baron ends up fighting, he says that like you don't understand, it's for like the bigger picture, there's bigger things happening, but you don't know exactly what is happening, right? I liked Barry's side of the thing of things way more than Brooks. So yeah, we get back to Barry and the guy he hitches a ride with. They're running through the woods, they hear like this sound. And you know, they're running through da 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 da, and all of a sudden, bang, the guy's fucking head just explodes. And I was like, what the fuck? And so we meet Benny, who immediately just becomes best friends with Barry, even though he just blew a guy's head off.
He's like, oh, fuck, sorry. Was he not a zombie? He's like,
Yeah.
no, he wasn't a fucking zombie. Does he fucking look like a
Oh
zombie?
man, Benny was so funny. And like, I kind of didn't like how they left all the information till the end because like, all these people are turning to zombies except for a couple people. You see, like, his wife gets like blood on her head and her face and like in her eyes and stuff, and she turned a zombie. And then Barry, he gets it in his face and he's not turning to a zombie. You're like, hey, what the fuck? But you find out at the end that people with A positive, sorry, A negative blood
Negative,
are safe from the virus.
which I thought was a kind of cool twist
Yes.
because we've never seen that where certain blood types are immune,
Yeah.
so I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah, and like the Benny, he has like this fucking blunderbuss, like massive shotgun, and like there's like zombies coming, he gives it to Barry and Barry tries it out. He's like, I'm fucking keeping this thing. And then they make it to the shed, which is at the beginning of the movie. And we meet Frank, and I didn't catch the other guy. That's but
God, bro.
I love when they get up here and like the zombies are at the door and they're like, oh, how the fuck would he get there? And then you see like a guy like pop out from the top of the barn. He's shooting the zombies, and like Benny and Barry, like, "Oi!" He's like, "Let us in." The guy's like, "Okay, yeah. How are you gonna get in?" And then Benny's like, "Yeah, that's a good question." The guy's like, "You go over there, get the zombies, run around them, and come back." So yeah, they get in there to the shed. They have like a zombie in the freezer who they're keeping alive, and Barry figures out that this is honestly the movie for me. The gasoline in the world is defective. I don't understand, and blood is now flammable. And on like the blood is flammable, they have to use the blood for gas. Okay, that's pretty fucked. That's cool because like it's a zombie movie, they need to use the blood from the zombies to power the vehicles, which is like, Mad Max, like gas is very rare, right? So like that I thought was kind of cool, but just like, okay, so the gasoline just stopped working for whatever reason. And now blood is the gasoline. Because they're like sitting there and they're trying to figure out, and there's like a pool of blood on the floor because the zombie got in, and one of the guys throws a match on the blood and just like fucking like engulfs, and like the one guy's like, "Holy shit, what the fuck, why'd that happen?" And Barry's like, "Let me try something." They open the freezer, throws a match in, and the zombie burns up, and he's like, "Now we got gasoline." And Frank has this like big gas-powered harpoon that like they use like once, but the other guy does end up turning into a zombie. He gets his nose like bit off, and I love that he's like talking to Frank. He's like, "How's my nose look?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, it's pretty fucked up."
That's one thing about this movie is there's like a lot of good comedy in it.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, very like slapsticky.
I love the scene whenever they Barry and them get to. They're going to try and find Brooke, and they pull over so Benny can pee. And Benny's like just pissing in the grass. All of a sudden, a fucking zombie comes out of the fucking ground. And this is where fucking Frank just harpoons one of the zombies. I mean, so funny. Oh, Frank ends up shooting himself as well. Yeah.
Frank has a little monologue in the truck too, and it was really sad because one of them says something like, "Oh, this is like the worst night ever," or something like that. And then Frank goes on about how, like a whole many years ago, they found out that their 7-year-old son had cancer, and his son ended up dying in his arms. And he's like, "That was worse than this." And then he goes on and he's telling them how he thinks that this whole zombie apocalypse was a result of this meteor shower that just happened. And in the Bible, there's a star called Wormwood, which is where the name from, that fell and made part of the world bitter. So he thinks that that's kind of what happened here. It's true, like it just kind of happened out of nowhere, right?
What do you think of the scene whenever Brooke gets escapes out of the,
I don't
like
know, like,
how she got out of it?
I don't remember how she got out of it.
The doctor was like sleeping in the chair, and she ends up like controlling the one zombie to get the scalpel out of his stomach. Like he cuts himself free, and then fucking takes the gun from the doctor, and the doctor ends up killing the zombie. And then like the fucking big fucker that's on the gurney, like she ends up like controlling him to like push towards the doctor. And
I don't know. Like, I want to say I hate the idea of it, but at the same time, like, it's kind of cool in a sense. If I just, I don't know. I think, like, if they would have done it differently, because, like, that would be really fucking helpful.
yeah, I mean,
You know
like,
what I mean? Like, imagine,
yeah.
like, fucking 28 days later if Cillian Murphy could fucking mind control these zombies. But,
Because like the zombies don't attack her because
no.
she's technically a zombie, right? Because she's been injected twice with the blood from the other zombie. So like the zombies don't attack her and will attack anyone that she says not to. So like this movie, I guess, is kind of like satirical, I guess, kind of, because like it totally goes against what a zombie movie is. Like, it's people trying to survive against the zombies. But if one of them is a zombie, what is the end goal? Like, who's the bad guy in this movie?
Look at warm bodies, man.
Yes.
But
True.
yeah, like she can change at the drop of a hat, right? Like she'll be normal 1 minute and then she'll turn herself into a zombie kind of. And like her eyes go white like all the zombies do. Shitty fucking white contact lenses, by the way. They're terrible. But
So this scene, whenever she because Benny and Barry end up coming up beside one of the SWAT trucks, and they run into them, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we're going here." And SWAT truck is like, "Okay, yeah, like follow us, we're good guys, And they end up getting behind the truck, and then the door swings open, and fucking Brooke is there, and Barry's like, "Holy shit, it's my sister!" And she jumps from the truck to the car, and I guess the fucking stunt coordinator or the stunt double for this almost died in this scene.
oh, really?
So when she made the jump, she didn't jump far enough and almost got ran over by the truck.
Fuck.
Like, they almost had to stop production because she like almost seriously died because she almost got ran over by the car. But she didn't get injured, luckily. But
That's fucking wild.
yeah, she shorted
Well, happy to hear she didn't die. That's fucking crazy, though.
So they end up getting Brooke in the car with them. They end up breaking down or stopping at the road, and Barry ends up getting not Barry, Benny ends up getting shot in the stomach by the SWAT guys, and they all pile in the car, are booking it, trying to get away, and Benny is just he's not doing so well, and I love the like conversation between her and Brooke, and she's like talking to him, and she's like puts pressure on. He's like, "Ah, like fucking don't do that." She's like, "I gotta put pressure on it and stop bleeding." He's like, "Well, fucking tell me next time." And like just like his accent just makes like his comedy so much better, in my opinion. And she's like, "Oh, I'm Brooke, by the way." And he's like, "I'm Benny." And he's like, "You're much better looking than your brother." And she's like, "Yeah, you too." They end up getting stranded in kind of this forest area. Brooke ends up running away, and the captain of the SWAT team are looking for Brooke. And they tie Barry and Benny up to the truck, excuse me. And they keep shooting rubber bullets at Barry, and he's like, "I fucking stop." And they're like, "Well, this is fucking rubber bullets. Like, we could shoot real ones if you want." And he's like, "Call your sister and fuck you." And then like just randomly fucking zombies will start running towards them, and it's like Brooke just like controlling the zombies, just cutting her to the white eyes, just like controlling them, and then like killing the zombies, and like a few of the SWAT guys get killed, and it's just the captain left, and Brooke ends up coming over, and then Benny is talking to Barry Kotrank with the plane, and he's like, "There's a fucking boomerang under this truck. If you just turn me into a zombie, I'll get the boomerang, cut myself free, and fucking kill all the other people or something like that." And Barry's like, "No, we gotta get me the matches. I'll light the matches and set him on fire because like he's bleeding, right?" And they keep arguing back and forth, and then like they're reaching for the matches, and then I think Benny ends up getting the metal boomerang thing under the car, cuts off his own hand. Oh no, he turns into a zombie before that, doesn't he?
Yeah, zombie bites him.
Zombie bites him. And then Benny, like the zombie look of Benny, I thought was so cool.
Yeah, he was sick.
It was good. Just turns into a zombie, grabs the fucking boomerang, just fucks it.
He grabs a gun too, and he's just fucking shooting at all these guys while he's a zombie.
It's not even like Brooks controlling him, he's just a zombie. So he's just like, ah. That's so stupid. Then Brooke ends up getting shot, and Barry and the captain end up fighting, and they have a pretty good fight. But Barry's getting his ass kicked. They end up against the truck where the one zombie's inside, and Barry ends up shooting the zombie in the truck, I think, or just like splash blood all over the captain. And the captain's like a bit to kill him, and then he ends up like lighting the match onto the captain's face and just catches on fire. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And then Brooke awakens because she's a zombie, so she can't get killed by just taking a bullet in the chest. Ends up pulling the bullet out, and then how does she kill the captain? Cut his head off or something like that, or
No, the she gets like fucking 10 zombies to come out of the
oh
forest.
right. So yeah, it's just Brooke and Barry left. They end up on the road by themselves, and there's a SWAT guy, a couple SWAT guys maybe, that come out on the road and have their guns pointed at them and like, "Put your hands up." And all of a sudden you hear like this noise, and it cuts to Brooke, and she has the fucking white eyes, and all these zombies come running out and kill the guys, and they make like one stupid ass pose on the road, like in front of the truck. Barry has the gun, and Brooke's like on top of the truck with like the white eyes, and the movie ends. And it's like, okay, what is the point of the movie? Like, what is their goal? Okay, you have a real guy and a zombie. They're badass. What?
Maybe we find it in the sequel.
But in the sequel, are they fighting zombies because she can control zombies? Like, I'm guessing in the sequel, like, there are certain zombies that she can't control. Like, that's the only thing I can think of that.
Different actors. In a
Oh, really?
zombie-infested Australian wasteland, soldier Reese has dedicated his life to tracking and capturing survivors for the Surgeon General in hopes of finding a cure. Poster's kind of cool. The poster is like very Mad Max, though. Oh no, Bianca. Oh no, they are still in it. Bianca Brittany and Jake Gallagher. They're just not the top billed actors.
The guy at the beginning or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say about this
Yeah,
movie,
not me
honestly.
either. Me either.
A bit of a shorter episode probably, but yeah.
Oh, well.
Anything else to add? All right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, this movie gave me a fucking headache.
Yeah.
Like, there's like one or two scenes in the Mad Max movies, like maybe one scene where it's like the very like sped up kind of camera. But like I felt like this movie, there's so much of it, and it gave me the biggest headache. Like
Yeah.
I could not stand the way that this was filmed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird the way they did it. All right. How'd you rate this movie?
For quality, okay, quality, I will give it a 6 out of 10.
Whoa. All right.
I thought, I didn't even know what the budget was, but like under $200,000, like hats off to you. Like
Yeah.
there wasn't much CGI used in this movie. The CGI is mostly like for like her visions and stuff like that. Other than that, like pretty good CG prosthetics and special effects and stuff like this. I did think for the most part it was filmed pretty good, and edited, and I like the cinematography, the way it was shot. So we have a 6 out of 10,
Okay.
For quality, or sorry, story, I'll give it a 2 out of 10. I just think this was total flop. Story wise, I thought there was a couple of cool things, but I just thought there was a lot of misses. After seeing the Letterboxd reviews and like IMDb, like I don't get it, but to each their own.
All right.
So 6 out of 10 and a 2 out of 10.
My quality, I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
I said the acting wasn't great. The budget was minimal, but they made some good looking zombies, which is a plus. The gore was decently well done as well. I hated the camera work in this movie. Like I hated the filter that they used throughout it. They did a lot of like facial close-ups and stuff, and like how you mentioned, like the sped up cameras and shit like that. Like I really did not like the way that this movie was filmed. So yeah, I don't know. Very like obviously it's an amateur type movie, like an indie movie, but which we forgot to mention, this is distributed by Raven Banner, which we are normally fans of. Story, I gave it a 3 out of 10. I said it started off as like a decent action horror zombie apocalypse movie, which was awesome. And then Brooke starts just controlling these zombies, and it just completely took me out of it. I lost a lot of interest in it. I thought like the comedic breaks in this were amazing. It was a really funny movie at some points. Script was okay, but like, I don't know. It was just like those little one-liners and the quips that they had. I did enjoy the twist on the A negative blood type. I thought that was neat and something that we've never seen in a zombie movie. So it was good, but yeah, just the whole Brooke side plot shit really took me out of it. All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, rough around the edges, but inspired at its core, Wormwood is a giddy variation on the zombie genre that will sate gorehound's appetite for mayhem. Yeah. Based on that, what do you think the critics scored?
I'll say like a 65.
82%.
On how many ratings?
That's the catch. That's only on 38 reviews.
Okay, yeah.
So
Still, that's pretty good for 32 reviews.
it's not certified fresh. There's not enough ratings on it, but it's, yeah, 82%. And an average score of 6.3 out of 10. The audience score is a 58% on 1,000 ratings and an average score of 3.4 to 5 or a 6.8 out of 10. IMDb has it at a 60, 6.2. And you're about to tell us what Letterboxd has.
Letterboxd has a 3.1 out of 5. I gave it a 1.5. I just did not like this. You gave it a 2. Slash and Captain gave it a 2.5. That's it.
Like for him to not even really like this movie, he likes some weird shit. So I don't know. People like it, but not us.
I'm just glad it was free to watch, honestly.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, very fair. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right. How did you rate this for its scares?
It like a 2 out of 10. Only reason is the scene where they rip off one of Barry's fingernails.
Oh yeah, that was ooh, fuck.
That was literally the only thing in this movie that really even scared me or grossed me out. So, yeah. A scariest scene. I mean, there isn't really anything in this. Like, I'll go with whenever Benny blows that fucking guy's head off. Like, just hilarious. I thought Benny's my favorite in this movie,
Benny
honestly.
was great.
And just like just his head, like it's not even like it was off camera. The camera's behind him in like Barry's position. And just like boom. You're like, what the fuck? So I'll go with that scene.
Right.
Would I survive? I don't know what blood type I am.
Fuck, yeah.
I should probably find out. So
All
if I ever find out, I'll let you know.
right, sounds good.
But I'll say probably not. What would you?
My scare rating, I give it a 4. I just said, like, it's not like scary, but like these are some genuinely good zombies. Like I thought they did a good job with the zombie designs and whatnot, and the actors that did the zombies. And like it's a pretty gory movie, and the gore was well done, especially considering the budget that they had. So I don't know, 4 out of 10 based on gore and good zombies. Scary scene. I just said like that's the model that turned into the zombie at the beginning. Just like that fucking came out of nowhere. Like they're just having this photo shoot, and then just all of a sudden she like slips down off this chain, and then she's just a zombie. And she was fucking crazy, man. Like she's in there screaming and like trying to get them with this hook attached into her. I don't know. I thought it was good. And what are survivors? I gave you the same answer that you did. I said I'll have to check my blood type and get back to you. Because I really don't know. I really don't know. But that wraps up this episode. You get our first pick of February. What is it going to be?
So I thought you were picking this movie the last
Okay.
time. I'm fairly certain you've seen it. I've never seen it, but we're gonna be talking about 2017's Boar.
Nice. Yes. I was back and forth on that movie. That's gonna be a fun one. I'm excited for you to watch it.
Me too. Just looking at the IMDb pictures on it, and I'm like, okay, this is gonna be.
Yeah, it's a movie. All right, cool. So in the meantime, you can catch us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account. We have our merch, our Patreon account if you want to support us that way. Links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for listening to part two of our podcast on Elm Street Travels the World, where we're visiting Australia for another, I don't know, 4 weeks, I guess. Well, four episodes. So yeah, come back in 2 weeks talking about Boar. I'm excited.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.